This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was listed as a passenger on a private jet which crashed on Wednesday evening north of Moscow with no survivors, the Russian authorities said, raising fears among his allies that he had been killed. The announcement was made on Russian state television.
Среди пассажиров частного самолета, который разбился в Тверской области, значится фамилия Евгения Пригожина.
There was no immediate confirmation that Prigozhin, Russia's most powerful mercenary and a self-declared enemy of the Russian Defense Ministry, was physically on board. Reuters could not confirm that he was on the aircraft, though a telegram channel linked to Wagner pronounced him dead. U.S. intelligence officials are looking into the reported Russian plane crash. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
One official says there's no determination about what caused the crash or if Yevgeny Prigozhin was on board in California.
I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised.
A vacationing President Biden was asked if Vladimir Putin's behind it.
There's not much that happens when Russia and Putin not behind, but I don't know enough to know the answer.
Intelligence officials have speculated Putin could target the mercenary chief for leading the summer uprising. Last month, the president even suggested Prigozhin could be poisoned.
If I were he, I'd be careful what I ate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea says its second recent attempt to launch a spy satellite has failed. The announcement follows a statement by South Korea's military that North Korea launched a long-range rocket. The North State News Agency said Thursday's launch ended in failure because of an error that happened during a three-stage flight of the rocket. This is VOA News. Delays of up to 10 hours in mostly opposition strongholds have marked voting in Zimbabwe as President Emmerson Mnangagwa seeks a second and final term. The country has a history of violent and disputed elections. This is the second general election since the ouster of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe in a coup in 2017. The main contest is expected to be between Mnangagwa and an opposition leader who hopes to break the governing party's 43-year hold on power. A human rights group says the Democratic Republic of Congo's government is blocking opposition parties from campaigning ahead of December elections and trying to intimidate party leaders, Mohamed Youssef reports.
Human Rights Watch says authorities in the DRC are targeting opposition leaders and groups, curtailing their freedom and arresting officials ahead of the December general election. Moise Katumbi, a presidential contender, was barred in May from visiting Congo's central province, where he had planned political meetings and rallies to publicize his party and candidacy. Authorities cited security reasons for disallowing the trip. Days later, police blocked four opposition candidates and their supporters from gathering at the Electoral Commission offices in Kinshasa to protest what they termed a chaotic electoral process. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
India successfully landed on the moon's south pole on Wednesday, where no one's been before. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
India's previous attempt to land on the lunar south pole failed in 2019. Rough terrain is one of the complications of a South Pole landing, but India's space agency says it made adjustments this time that made it more likely to stick the landing. The successful mission makes India the fourth country to land on the moon, just ahead of national elections next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government is looking to spur investment in private space launches and satellite-based businesses. India has said it wants private space companies to increase their share of the global launch market by fivefold within the next decade.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Nicaragua's government has declared the Jesuit religious order illegal and ordered the confiscation of all of its property. The move comes a week after the government of President Daniel Ortega confiscated the prestigious Jesuit-run University of Central America in Nicaragua, arguing it was a center of terrorism. The confiscation order published Wednesday claimed the Jesuits had failed to comply with tax reporting. The Jesuit order has condemned the measures. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA